Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to tell the story of Selina Hall, illustrated with some maps from the Bodleian's collections. Selina Hall was a map engraver working in London from the 1830s to the 1850s. She did some beautiful work, and she also illustrates one of the problems of researching early women map makers, which is the ways in which they can be unrecorded or concealed. And that's the reason for my title, Where Are All the Women? So to start with this map, this, as you can see, is a beautiful double hemisphere world map. This is one that she engraved, and it's got her name at the bottom here, I'm pointing, engraved by S. Hall. And this is from Black's General Atlas of the World, which was first published in the early 1850s. So it's from fairly late in her career. Now, at the time this was made, most printed maps were made by engraving onto a metal plate in reverse, and then printing from the plate. This was highly skilled work, obviously. And Selina's husband, Sidney Hall, was a very highly regarded map engraver who was also very innovative. He was one of the first to use steel rather than copper plates. He was working in London from the late 1810s, and he engraved a lot of maps. And we know quite a lot about his early career, but we know a lot less about Selina's. What we do know about Selina, we know that she was born Selina Price in Radnorshire in Wales in the early 1780s. On this map of Wales, we've got Radnorshire shown here in blue. It's quite interesting that it's in blue because this is from an atlas which has this colour scheme of pink and green and blue and yellow all through. It's hand coloured. And on this map, Radnorshire is the only county shown in blue, so it really stands out. And of course, it was her home county. Now, I don't know how much she had to do with that, if she did any of the colouring or influenced the colourist, but it's quite nice to think that that might have been done on purpose. So Selina married Sidney Hall in London in 1821. At that time, he was 32 and she was a few years older. And she'd already been in London and associated with mapmakers for some years before. We know that she was known to the mapmaker Michael Thompson, who mentions her in his will. He had worked with Sidney Hall, and then when Thompson died, Sidney Hall took over his business. So it is plausible that they'd been acquainted for some time before they were married. 10 years later, Sidney Hall died at the age of only 42. And at the time of his death, he was working on a new British atlas, which this is from, and it was published the following year. The title page says that the maps are engraved by Sidney Hall, but that's not the whole story. The maps were of individual counties arranged alphabetically, and those early on in the alphabetical sequence are signed by Sidney Hall. So this is Dorset, and you can see it says engraved by Sidney Hall. That was how he always abbreviated his name in his signature, almost always. But most of the later ones are just signed S. Hall. So this is Norfolk, second half of the alphabet, engraved by S. Hall. So it's been suggested that Sidney may have died in the middle of the project and his wife simply continued the work and signed herself S. Hall. Now, obviously, this is very technical work. You could not have learned to engrave a map overnight. And Selina can't have learned it immediately on her husband's death. So she must have been doing some engraving for some time beforehand. There's no obvious difference in standard looking through the atlas. All the engraving looks very competent. In his will, Sidney, amongst other things, left his engraving tools to his wife, and it's quite probable that he trained her. These two extracts are taken from the map of Cumberland, signed by Sidney Hall on the left, and Westmorland, signed by Selina on the right. And I think there's really very little difference in style. Possibly the engraving of the hills is a little bit bolder on one of them, on Cumberland, than on Westmorland. But really, there's very little difference. It all looks pretty seamless. This is just a very detailed zoom in on part of Somerset to show Porlock Bay, really just to demonstrate, especially to anyone who's looking at this on a smallish screen, how very much work there is in the engraving of a map of this sort. You can see it's very, very fine, all those tiny little lines of the hashes and the effect of shading of the sea and so on. So it's a pretty impressive job. Now, after this, according to the official record, maps engraved by Sidney Hall continued to appear for years, signed S. Hall. Selina conveniently shared a first initial with her husband, and she just presumably continued to engrave maps and sign them S. Hall. And this slight difference in signature, as well as the date, can be used to distinguish them from her husband's work. She didn't get any credit for her work, of course, this means, but then on the other hand, she did benefit from having the using the name of an established and well-regarded mapmaker. Selina engraved many more maps for the next 20 years until not long before her death. This is a Ptolemaic map of the world from Murray's Encyclopedia of Geography. The title page mentions that there are 82 maps by Sidney Hall. They're not individually signed, but it first appeared in 1834, so 3 years after he died. So I think it's quite likely that Selina was responsible, at least in part, for the maps in this work. This one is from the Dictionary of Commerce and Commercial Navigation. First appeared in 1832. The map of Europe here is signed S. Hall. It's not a very good copy, so I'm going to move on and show you a detail. The original book is a great big fat volume about the size and shape of a small loaf of bread, so it was quite hard to photograph. But in this detail, you can see the very fine detail of the inset that she's done. Moving on in her career, this is a plan of Bristol from Chilcot's History of Bristol, 1846. And again, I will show you a smaller detail so that you can really appreciate the work. So you can see here where there's Brandon Hill, where there's the writing superimposed on the hill. And here you've got the very fine hashes going up and stopping abruptly at a wall, or where there's writing on top of other features. It's all been done very, very well. This was further on in her career, and she was obviously very skilled by this time. As well as maps in books and atlases, she also produced a few individually published things, like this map of India from the mid-1840s. So this was an independently published sheet map, and you can see it's dissected and mounted on linen, so it could be folded in a case. And here you can see her signature still engraved by S. Hall, Berry Street, Bloomsbury. She kept the same premises all through her life. And then I've got two more from Black's General Atlas of the World, finally. This first one of Sweden and Norway is one of my favourites. I just think it's really beautiful. I love the way the mountains are done. And then this one of the West Indies. I think the shading of the sea is really lovely. And again, you can see the S. Hall signature down here. This edition of Black's Atlas was published in 1879, although it was first published in the 1850s. Selina died in 1853, so it was probably engraved towards the end of her life. Engraved plates are slow and expensive to produce and last a long time, and they were often reused for many years, which is one of the things that makes engraving, researching engravers complicated in any case. The title page mentions Sidney Hall and one or two other famous male engravers. It doesn't mention Selina, though I think there are some maps actually by Sidney Hall in the same atlas. When Selina died, her nephew Edward Weller continued the business, and she left him her books and maps and some of her household goods in her will, and he went on to have a very successful map making career. Selina's longer term legacy, maps engraved by S. Hall continued to be attributed to Sidney by libraries and map dealers and bibliographers until quite recently. Selina didn't have an entry in the Library of Congress name authority file, which we use when cataloguing to get the standardised form of a person's name, until just a few weeks ago. Much of the information about Selina comes from the records relating to the men around her. So their entries in standard reference works like the DNB or Tully's Dictionary of Mapmakers, records relating to her husband and her nephew and so on. The Dictionary of British Map Engravers by Lawrence Worms, Nashley Bainton Williams, which came out 10 years ago, though, does have some specific information about Selina. So I'd say within the last 10 years or so, she's begun to be a bit more recognised. But the main thing that really strikes me about her work is that it could so easily have been completely unrecorded. Poor Sidney Hall died young. If it had been the other way round and Selina had died before her husband, we would have simply no idea at all of her work and perhaps of her existence. And that does make me wonder who else we're missing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for drawing attention to the invisibility of women and the sort of perennial problem of wives and daughters who get roped into their husbands in and fathers' endeavours, but get no credit for it. So thank you very much indeed for starting to put us on the right trail with Selina Hall. Thank you.